Okay, Houston, we're proceeding to station 9.
Okay.
Okay, John. Station 9, vacant lot. Ah, we get to sneak up on one.
All right. The idea is we're looking for an area as flat as possible with as little evidence of south ray material. Probably, the words from the back room, you're looking for a shallow saucer.
they got the message, all right. Yeah, that's going to be a real good find, Houston. I don't think we can do it. Okay, team quicks, Tony.
Okay.
Still in Copley area with boulders up to a meter. Looks just like our last stop. There's a shallow saucer area, but there's no boulder to sneak up on.
And can we have an amp reading with that 10 clicks?
Right, we're doing, what does it look like, 6 or 7, Charlie?
10.
Isn't that first one 20? Yeah, 10. It's a little, well, if you take the parallax out, you'd be reading 10, Houston, but nobody can do that.
Okay.
I can still see the acid stage of Orion, Houston. And we're in a boulder field now that has a population, a couple size, up to 15 centimeters, covering 30% of the surface. That'd be a better place to go than where we are. To get there, I don't know where it would be. This is 015 for 2.7. According to them, we're almost there. I think we're just too close to the ray patterns off South Ray.
Okay, we understand. All we can do is pick the best you see.
Don't you? Okay, well, let's go on a little further closer to the limb, and maybe we'll come across one that isn't so, it's more...
Okay,
pristine.
A worse That's problem...
That's all right, because there's no...
Right, that would be fine, except a worse problem is to get contamination from the limb. We'd rather have contamination from South Ray than from the limb.
Okay. All righty, we have just found your place.
There he is, right over there. See that big rock, John? Down in that big hollow.
That ain't a hollow, that's a crater.
Well, it's an old... Down where I come from, it's a hollow.
Which one?
That one way... It's over there about 50 meters, 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's up a slope, up on the side of it.
Well, I know, but it's on the side facing the limb, so that would even be better.
You say it's on the side facing the limb. We wouldn't want to face the limb. We want to not see descent.
I blew it. It's on the side of the crater, away from the rim. Away from the limb. Tony, you're no way to see the limb from over here.
Yeah, but Charlie, we can't get off and sample around.
Why not?
Oh, okay, let's drive up here. Uh-oh. You're okay. Get a little dust there, Charlie?
Nah, just a skosh, but something.
The trouble is, John, that rock's so big you can't even reach over it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you can sneak around on the side.
This is a steep slope right here, baby.
That's what I was telling you.
That's that rock right there.
That one right here is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Okay, this is, 180 parking, I guess. Yeah. Let's don't get too close. We gotta sneak up on it. Don, I can't get out. Park right in the crater for me.
good now.
Yeah, but that ain't 180.
Okay, excuse me.
I think you're parking a crater. Everywhere you go, there's a crater. Might as well just take my chances. I'll take this. Thank you. See that little hole you parked on there?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, we're at 176.7, 007, 8.7, 2.6, a 90, 90, 0, well, maybe 2 on the amps. So left, one battery is 100, 120 on 2. Now I'm still reading off scale low, both all batteries.
Okay.
I mean, all motor temps.
We copy that and back off.
Thank goodness.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, we get hole number 2 on the mode switch.
Yeah. I can't get out.
Oh, there you go again.
There you go again. Dead coming.
There you go.
And we'll need EMU checks.
Let me get up off the ground.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, I got it.
My limb's dirty.
Wait a minute. No, it's good, John.
Okay,
how about mine?
Again, turn toward the sun. I think it's okay.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I got a pan out here.
Yeah, I'll get to a high gain up.